Private fostering is when somebody's caring for a child that's under 16, or they'd be under 18 if they've got a disability. But it's not part of a formal fostering arrangement through Kent County Council. This would be where there's a private arrangement between the parent of the child and somebody that could be a family friend, or it could be a relative. And they agree to look after the child for a period of time. There isn't anything necessarily wrong with private fostering, but it can pose some risks, and Kent County Council legally should be made aware of any cases of private fostering. When made aware, we can then link a social worker in with the family, and we can just check that the child is being safeguarded and is being cared for, still going to school, and all the things that a child in care should have and the way they should be looked after.
Okay, and why are you putting this campaign out now? Has there been a rise? Have you noticed the rise in the past couple of years or so?
No, just the opposite. We've seen a decrease in the numbers of reported cases of private fostering. And that highlights to us that there are private fostering arrangements around the county that we're not aware of. In a lot of cases, the private foster carers may not be aware that they are expected to report these. And it is part of a formal program. So we want to make people aware that if they are looking after a child for a relative or a friend or a neighbour, that they just need to register with Kent County Council and we're in a position to support them.
And how does it work? Say if your parents gone into hospital, they're having an operation, they've got to stay in hospital for a long time, the kid's gone to stay with the nan. If they're going to be with them for a certain amount of time, does that still kind of fall under this type of program?
No, if they've gone to stay with a grandparent or with an aunt or an uncle, that's very different than a private fostering arrangement. This is where it could be a friend of the family, or there could be a private introduction, and arrangements are made to look after the child. If it's a grandparent looking after a child while mum's in hospital for a few weeks, then that wouldn't be considered a private fostering arrangement.
Okay, and what are the risks that this could pose to children? Children kind of vulnerable to types of people they shouldn't be around if this is happening?
Well, that would be our concern. In the vast majority of cases, there would be absolutely no issues at all. We just need to be aware of it so we can make sure that that's the case. But not everybody would be aware of perhaps the type of person that they are placing their child with. And I know that sounds like a very strange statement, but it has happened in the past, and there have been some well-publicised cases which have had some fairly tragic ends. So we need to make sure that the child is being safeguarded, they're not being put with an adult that they shouldn't be, and that the child isn't at risk.
Okay, and what can the general public do to help you with this?
Well, it's just a case of if anybody is aware that somebody is looking after a child that isn't theirs, and they're not a close family relative of that child, they could either ask the foster carer that's looking after the child whether or not they are a private fostering arrangement, whether or not they have registered to do so, or of course they could just let Kent County Council know.
And for some people, I think it might be a bit embarrassing to kind of ask to question somebody if they're looking after a child. What support and what kind of is being done out there in the community by Kent County Council to get people talking about this a bit more?
Well, the press release is a first stage. We had a press release about 6 months ago to bring this to people's attention. It is something that we talk about. If anybody, I think the word you used, is embarrassed about it, there's no need to be. There is a telephone number that anybody could call at any time, and just let Kent County Council know, and we will very carefully investigate to find out whether or not it is a private fostering arrangement, and speak to the people to make sure they register and they're following the appropriate procedures.